All right, after the closing jingle this week, we have an interview with Trace Adkins you won't want to miss.
And now, the Big D and Bubba Weekly Podcast.
Ooh, ooh, oh, wee, ooh. Big D and Bubba, they have a show 5 days a week, but they don't get to say everything that's on their mind, so they have an extra one. That's how we get the podcast, the podcast, the podcast. The Big D and Bubba Weekly Podcast.
That's actually from the 1950s. They did that for us back in the day, before we existed.
How creepy would that be if you're just at the house by yourself, it's dark, and you just hear that playing on a little radio It wouldn't matter what the content was, it's just so creepy.
It would have to be filtered, like, you know, coming through.
Yeah, Carson, did you ever watch that vid? Is she in here?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay. Did you ever watch that video about the ghost in, I forget where it's at, it's on Long Island.
In the bake shop. The bakery. No, I haven't seen it yet, but I want, because that's...
It's pretty good, man.
That's
a good one.
Yeah, it's not a blink and you'll miss it.
No. Oh, I got to find it. It's mm-hmm. News 12 Shorts. I found it. I didn't take long. even you're there, you're like, oh, there's no way. Oh, here it is.
There it is.
Yeah, so I'll find it here in a second and tell you. But yeah, Bob, so it's this bakery, and, you know, it's like in a strip mall. And they have all these weird things that happen, and some of them get caught on video. They have cameras up in the kitchen. And so people are just working, they're moving around. All of a sudden you look, and on the counter, there's like a ramekin cup, like does like a half moon.
What's a ramekin cup?
Creme brulee would be in.
Okay.
Kind of like real big.
A little.
And just literally moves around on the table all by itself. They have different ones. They see people.
Do you think they fake that, though? Like, you can put a magnet in it and go underneath the counter and be like,
you can see, though. You can see underneath it. It's one of those.
Oh, yeah.
So, but you also see, most people are terrible actors. And so I was kind of, that's always a tell. Mm. But they're like, it happens, and she goes, and then one of the guys, someone goes, did you see that? Like, it was very believable. Anyway.
You mean it's not like Impractical Jokers?
to me.
He loves that show.
Do you?
No, I don't.
Oh, good. Okay.
It's so fake.
A guy I used to work with, like, he's one of the big producers, executive producer creators of that show.
Yeah.
And he wasn't very nice to me, so I kind of wish for its downfall.
The people that love it, love it. But, I mean, once you know it's...
I found it. It's
okay.
Haunted Tri-State. And they have several of them, different stories, but find the one who could be haunting this Long Island bakery.
Ooh.
Pretty good stuff.
I do want to mention at the end of the podcast, the audio version of the podcast, we have Trace Adkins interview, but it's a different interview than the one we did for our Honky Tonkin show, which is a different thing. And the video from Honky Tonkin where Trace is talking about his pinky being all where he cut it off, basically, is that getting some pop now?
It's getting some pop. People are intrigued by his finger.
I would too.
How did I not know about that? Like we've known him forever, and I remember he almost cut his finger off. I didn't realize that he had it reattached in a certain way so he could play a certain chord on the guitar.
As someone who plays a little bit of the guitar, like, I find it hard to believe that he can still use that as a viable finger.
Yeah, it's just stuck in a hook.
In the Trace, quote sus position.
Hearing Trace talk about how he just hangs bags off of it, he's like, it's just a hook.
He's so, when you start listening, you know, his voice, man, that speaking voice is legit.
Mm-hmm. Like, he's also just a likable dude. Like, you know what I mean? Like, and he talks about his rough past and how he was kind of a jerk back in the day and whatever. And, you know, he's matured. You know, like you said, what did he say? He had a rough first childhood, like his 50 first years was pretty bad. And it just one day it clicked, I guess. And he just seems very happy.
We got shot at. shot him. His old wife shot him. His old wife. Some ex shot him.
Old lady. Is that what you're saying?
That old lady. That old, hey there, old lady.
His old lady.
Yeah.
I'm a trippy dude.
I'm sorry, referring to Kathy as my old lady.
Dude, the story of him beating up Mark Wahlberg is great, though.
Pretty good. Yeah, that's a great interview. Anyway, you'll get to hear. Is that in there?
I don't know if that's in there or if you have to go to the YouTube channel and search it there. Was that from the Honky Tonk thing?
I think it's in Honky Tonk.
The Wahlberg? Yeah, so find that on the YouTube channel later. So. That's cool, though.
What are y'all doing this weekend? Y'all got, are we putting Christmas stuff up yet? What are we doing?
Yeah. Ooh. Yes. So I have my palm tree for the Christmas tree instead of a regular artificial tree. So I bought a backdrop, a photographer's backdrop, and it's basically like looking out the windows at the ocean. Carson's making faces. But it, dude, it's
the
coming
money
together.
You spend.
No, it was $13. Yeah,
$13 keeps adding up. You $13 here.
It was $13.
Yeah, $8 here. You $17 over there.
What are you doing to understand the backdrop?
So, okay, so I have a palm tree. When I redid my living room during the summer, I lost my space that I was where I put my Christmas tree last year. So I had to figure out a new place for it. So I found a place, but it looks kind of dopey where it's at. So I bought a backdrop. It's a huge, like, 8 foot wide by 6 foot tall photographer's backdrop for, like, you know, when you go to Sadie Hawkins dance or whatever. Or homecoming.
There were literally
You
hundreds.
Mean like when I go to JCPenney and get my portraits done?
I mean, is this Back to the Future Enchantment Under the Sea?
Kinda, yeah. I mean, so it looks like you're, it looks like in the background, it looks like you're on the Amalfi Coast or whatever. So it's like, it's
the
this.
The what?
Like it,
the what coast?
Somewhere on the Mediterranean. How about that? So it looks like somewhere out the window.
You know, we know you're smart. It's like we are.
It's
we do.
Great. So I got this thing and I have it hung up with these little, you know, those little command strip things that you can hang up. Man, I got those and it's hanging. And so I'm putting it all together and I'm putting the palm tree in front of it. I had to go. I spent 3 hours going through the palm tree to get all the lights changed out because I had so many that were burnt out.
Oh yeah. Oh, that's what you're texting me about. Yes. Yeah. Yesterday. Yeah.
Yeah. So literally my tree, it has like hundreds of lights on it and half of them were burnt. So I had to go bulb by bulb to.
And you bought the thing that goes bulb by bulb, right?
Yeah.
You bought the little detector.
Yeah, he bought that. But he bought the vinyl backdrop.
But no, the thing. For
I don't
the
know
bulb
what else was on Temu, but he got it.
I did buy the bulb thing. Mike, the engineer, was going to get one for me, but he just got busy. So I was like, I got to get this. I got to get my tree up. Busy. I mean, it's Halloween.
He got busy. He didn't get busy. He was like,
he just
what?
Didn't want to deal with me.
Yeah.
So yeah, so I had to go bulb by bulb and change those out. And you can buy bulbs in bulk on online. So I got like $6 and it was hundreds of bulbs. So I did all of those. And I got everything set up. I can't wait. I will share a picture with you next week once hopefully I get everything else up.
So you just have a box of just those individual little bulbs?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yes. And it was like $6 and you got a couple hundred of them.
Mm-hmm.
And so you just swap them out.
So is that easier to do that than just take it off and buy a $5?
Just buy a strand and wrap it?
Okay, so I thought about buying new lights, but the problem is the palm tree that I have, my artificial tree, it's all infused. The wiring is infused into the
thing. Oh, I see. You bought it as one.
Yeah, it was already pre-lit.
So you had to
do that. So I could, and it just would have looked really bad.
Yeah, you'd had some off and some on.
Like with the tree here in the studio, it was pre-lit at one time. We ended up having to cut all of those lights out because it looked bad. So I did that. I don't know if you noticed, but I cut all those lights out last year. Most of them. But anyway,
that's all we could talk about. But thank you.
Well, I'm just saying. It's nice. It's going to be cool. Oh, it's very beachy and looks like the ocean, and I can't wait to see the whole thing together. And then I got all my my presents ready to go, and I'm good. I love this time of year, man. I live for it.
Schaefer, have we gotten any news on ESPN and YouTube TV? Have they come to an agreement yet?
I have not seen anything, no.
Good Lord. They're going to go into the second weekend of football and not have ESPN or ABC for those who use YouTube TV as your provider. And here's the problem. If you have YouTube TV, but you're like, well, but I have the ESPN Plus. Nope.
Mm-mm.
Because it uses ESPN. I mean, it uses YouTube TV as your cable, quote unquote, provider. So the ESPN Plus app has to have a cable provider. And if YouTube TV is it, which it should be, because that's, you got rid of cable. You're not going, you're not looking, Comcast, nope. Here's mine. Doesn't work. So you're completely out. It's good stuff.
Well, I mean, there was a guy who called in earlier this week and was telling us about this box. Was it the something
VC?
VC box. And I've gotten a lot of traction on that, where people are like saying, yeah, it's real. You pay like $300, whatever it is, for the box, and then it basically pirates everything for you. It's built in with all the software that you need to pirate and not have to pay for anything ever again. And yeah. I hate that we're at that point, but I mean, I'm paying hundreds of dollars and I want to be able to watch my game, and you still don't even get to watch it.
Well, ABC better have it figured. Disney better have it figured out, so I can watch ABC and I can watch Big X the Plug on the CMA Award. Because if
you
can
do that over the air, right?
Yeah, I can't pull up ABC.
Oh, really? No, where you're at?
Yeah, I get Fox and
I know where, because we weren't too far from each other, and ABC would freeze up and do that buffering thing because the over the air signal.
Yeah, it must
couldn't,
be a different place.
Yeah, but I'll tell you, my TVs share a wall. There's the bedroom and then the living room TV. And the antenna in the living room gets ABC, NBC, CBS, Fox, the whole thing. You go into my bedroom, can't get NBC. Won't even touch it. We'll bypass it every time I try to get it to read. So whatever's wrong with my antennas. And look, I got it at a yard sale. It was a buck.
Yeah,
I'm not going out to buy. I go, you know, I don't need to watch that much. Sunday night football is a bummer to miss, but I'll watch it in the living room.
The antennas we bought in here work great. I mean, I know the one in the green room's on all the time. Mm-hmm. So, I mean,
I think I'll have to get a new antenna. I watched the guy, and he was like, if you got this antenna, it's probably nothing. I'm like, that's what I got.
Aww. Oh.
Yeah, it's like, he said basically, if it looks really great, it would be a great, it's not. You have to get the ones that are like plates. He said those look better. They work way better.
That's what we have.
Oh, is that what we have in there?
Yeah, it looks like a little rectangular square plate thing.
That's what he said to get. Too.
Oh, it is?
Yeah, but it works really well in my living room television. So I get all those extra channels so I can watch. Like tonight, it's Criminal Minds Marathon. Don't judge. I put it on.
I've never watched one in my life.
I hadn't either until I discovered that it's on my second ABC offering. And on Wednesdays and Fridays, I get Criminal Minds. And that is my Friday ritual. We leave here. I go home, make a little late lunch. And
PJs.
I just let Criminal Minds run until 1 a.m. when they switch over to an NCIS or something. And I'm like, nope. I don't even really watch it that much. It's just
so
on.
So you just turn it on every Friday and just go about your business?
Yes. And I don't know why it matters that it's criminal. You would think. Well,
this is why ratings is messed up.
Yeah.
You get someone who just turns it on, doesn't even watch it.
Well, a show that's not even been on the air for years, but they'll show me a marathon. Now, I don't want the CSI Miami marathon that they run on Mondays. No, not David. It's just background noise, and yet I'm fussy about my background noise.
Yeah, it's funny, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
So you got to have the right thing in the background so you can get on TikTok.
Usually, yes, that's it.
Usually Monkey Works for me. I love Monkey Works. A couple times a week, tells you where all the military movements are going around the world. Dude, you saw all this Venezuela stuff stacking up 2 months ago, 3 months ago even. I don't know.
Yeah, but there's a bunch of other things that he says, and we never hear anything about it.
Yeah, because it's thwarted before it gets there.
There's always an out. And that's the great thing about it. That's why I keep coming back.
Mm-hmm.
I just keep coming back. Mm-hmm. We did, Kathy and I watched Elsbeth.
Did you?
The latest.
Was there a new Ghosts last night?
Live.
Oh, I'm so upset that I missed it.
Yeah. What do you mean live?
Like, yeah, well.
They did one in front of a.
It was like, it starts at like 8 o'clock.
I love that.
And you can watch commercial like live. Like,
oh, I thought you meant like.
Oh, I mean they did a live episode.
Yeah, oh no,
like
I meant it was live
did
on
that one time.
Yes,
or
Drew Carey did it every year too.
I meant like it came out at a certain time.
It came on
on a Thursday night, and you had to be in front of a TV watching.
Well, you're saying it was first run.
It was new to you.
It's yes, whatever. However,
last week the Halloween episode, I totally forgot it was on, And I'm like, no, I missed Ghost Halloween at a good rent of Paramount Plus. How am I going to watch it? And then they were like, hey, thanks for watching CBS football. Coming up, we got 60 Minutes and we got some guy. And then we got Ghosts. And I was like, I stayed up so I could watch the Halloween episode.
So you watched it?
Yeah, I got
to see
good. It. It was
yeah,
cute.
We watched. Yeah,
it was
we're
cute.
So I guess there's anyone out. That's a really good show. We watched that and we kind of got out of. Matlock.
Matlock, I feel like I've paid too much attention to.
Matlock?
Well, it's a new. Yeah. That's a nice
it's Kathy Bates. It's Kathy Bates.
It's not, it's not
I thought
it's the
you
new
meant
one.
The one with Andy Griffith.
No.
The one.
No. It's, I mean, it's good, but it's I can't really scroll while I'm watching Matlock. She wants me to pay attention.
And also, some of these shows where you, it's like there's so much like line, I get nervous.
When are you going to get caught?
I don't like that feeling.
That's
like
secondhand anxiety.
Yes. What was the other ones like that? The guy was making meth in his trailer.
Oh, Breaking Bad.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah. That thing would have me. I was like, I would get sick. Dexter is that
yes.
way.
Yes. Oh, because you keep waiting for Dexter to get caught.
And you just.
You are. You're on edge the entire 60
and
minutes.
And it kind of takes.
And Dexter was the guy who was killing the serial killers. He was a serial killer who killed serial killers.
So. That's right. Yeah, he worked for the police department.
Mm-hmm. Have you seen the new season?
No.
Everybody tells me it's amazing.
Wow. Well, yeah. It ended so bad that I was like,
I think they just got renewed for another season, too.
Yeah, they said, I watched The Resurrection, which was with The Sun in upstate New York. This is season two, I believe, of Resurrection. And everybody says season two, which is in New York City, is incredible. And my Paramount, the reason I canceled Paramount Plus, every time I would try to like use the app on my Fire Stick, it was like, yeah, we can't find you. Sorry. And there was no help. And I'm like, what am I paying for? I can't cast it. I can't get it to work. I don't want to watch it on my phone.
This is why you need that VC box.
So, well, we'll see. I'll wait. Till, oh, somebody will air it.
Yeah, I'll get out there. I'm also, there's, what's the, just the Michael Jackson, is it a biopic?
The biopic.
Biopic. Is coming. I saw the trailer.
Is it a
trailer
movie?
For it.
Like at the movies?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, because is it Jermaine's son is playing Michael?
It looks really good.
Yeah, so it's a Jackson playing him.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
He doesn't really look like him, though.
Well, I mean, yeah.
Is this how they launch this new kid's career? I mean, is that what's going on? Is that?
It could be.
Like a family thing? Like, oh, we're going to make you a star because you're going to play Michael.
Well, yeah, I mean, you know. The Jacksons
I still don't
wrote
think Michael,
him for how many years? So.
I don't think Michael died. I'm going back to that coroner.
That video.
That coroner video where they show the van and the person step out who looked very much like Michael.
Yeah.
Like in profile and everything. You go,
I can see why he would do that too, because I saw a video that he rented out like an entire grocery store so it would be completely empty so he could go in there, or he hired actors to like go in there and just pretend like they were shopping because he wanted to feel normal for a day and he wanted to just shop like a normal person and
he
not have anyone recognize
experience.
Him. And
what a terrible life.
Well, because you think, I mean, he'd been performing since he was like five.
Barbara Streisand had a mall in her basement. Remember that?
Yes.
Yeah, she built a mall in her basement of her house and had people that worked in the stores so she could go shop in the mall whenever she wanted without having to deal with the weirdos.
People.
Without real world people. Yeah, I mean, people with crazy money are crazy.
What a waste of money.
Yeah, exactly. But I mean,
I don't know, but if you pay money to go to Disney World, it's just him. Like, he spent money to go do something in an, like, to pay for that. Like, you know, I don't live at Disney World and get to ride all those rides and live in a castle. He actually kind of did. So his idea of Disney World was, I'm going to go to a grocery store for a day. Like, it's really not that different.
It's so weird, man. Like, that's, I couldn't imagine. Like, people always talk about money can't buy you happiness. Kind
of. I would love to give it a try.
I'm willing to. Yes, I volunteer as tribute. Mm-hmm. Let's see how this goes.
Man, y'all got me in the Barbra Streisand mall. It's now in my, wow. Yeah, this is so creepy.
Babs had her own shopping center in her basement.
Yeah. Ooh.
And the stores were like name brand stores.
Oh,
they weren't like fakey stores. They were like legit boutiques and
like,
things.
That's the money she's playing with, that she can do that.
Wow. These are really, wow. Oh, she got a Spirit Halloween there.
Did she really? She had a spirit?
No.
Oh, I thought she did. I was like, wow, that's crazy cool.
I think Barbara Streisand knows what a spirit Halloween is.
If she had one in her basement, yes.
No, I'm sure she's got things like Gucci and Louis Vuitton and
see the video of Jelly Roll. He was in Paris and he goes, so I'll let y'all know, I just got out of the Louis Vuitton in Paris. They treated me more like I was a convict than when I was a convict.
He was laughing about it, though. He's been touring his way across Australia. And yeah, apparently Sydney did not know who he was.
Oh, it was in Sydney?
It was Australia, yeah.
Oh, gotcha. Yeah. That's kind of the same thing with Luke Combs when he was playing Madison Square Garden. And he went next door. He always wanted to have
a watch. Wasn't it a watch?
Yeah, he wanted
Rolex.
Rolex, and they went in there treating him kind of.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then they found out who he was and took him to the special room.
Yeah. I don't think he bought it. I think he waited.
Yeah.
I don't think he got it from. Good for him.
Big mistake.
Yeah.
Huge. It's his Pretty Woman moment.
Yeah, well, it really was. Bubba had one of those when he was trying to buy a Porsche.
I did. Yeah.
It's a good time for you to tell the story.
Oh, So I went at first.
Your
I was
line gonna, is.
I was okay. So I got the approval back when I was married. I got the approval to buy a little sports car. So I went and I was going to get that. The Honda S2000 was new at the time, and I loved them. I thought those were great little cars. So I go to the Honda dealership and I wait. I'm standing outside the car. You know, you're opening doors. You're sitting in it. You're doing all this stuff.
Yeah, clearly looking for. Yeah.
No salesperson comes out to see me because I look like me. I'm wearing a t-shirt and shorts and a ball cap. And I'm like, do-do-do-do-do-do-do. So I walk inside. I go to the little counter and I'm like, hi. Is there a salesperson available? Oh, yes, sir. I'm like, yeah, I'm looking at this S2000 out here, the blue one, if you could send somebody out. Oh, absolutely.
Is that an expensive car? No one here knows what that is.
At the time, it was like $30,000, which would be like a $50,000 car now, I guess. I'm assuming. I don't know.
All right.
So I walk outside and I wait and I hear so I wait and I wait and I wait. 20 minutes goes by.
You're just trying to make a point now.
I walk back in and I'm like, hey, is there anybody who can come talk? Oh my gosh, I paged earlier. I don't know where they're at. And finally I'm like, okay. So I go back outside. She pages again. I go outside and I'm waiting. This dude walks up finally and he goes, hey. I start walking to my car. That's
He's got
what
marinara
happened.
Sauce on his lip.
Yeah. I start walking to my car and I'm about to get in and he goes, you want to look at this S2000? I said, no, I'm going to go buy a Porsche instead because you didn't want to sell me one. And I got in the car and I was mad.
Jeez, peel
at that
out.
Point. No, I didn't peel out. I was in a Jeep and they don't peel out well. So I drove to the Porsche place and I bought one. I'm like, this is stupid. Okay, here we go.
Yeah, and you're happier.
And you know what? It lasted me. That car lasted 15 some odd years.
Yeah.
It was a great car.
It was a great car for you.
It was. It was fantastic. Big D did not fit in it very well. He and I drove through the Ninth Ward.
God, New Orleans. New Orleans. That's a core memory for me.
I got the top down.
I'm looking at it right now in my head.
And D's head is poking up over the windshield.
The circus has come to town.
It's pretty fun.
And Bubba's playing some god-awful rap music so loud. And I'm like, well,
dude,
this
bounce,
is it. This
man.
Is how it happens.
Yep.
This is how it happens.
I was thinking,
though, you know what? It's going to be quick because you can't miss me. It's going to be a fast death.
Mm-hmm.
Going to be peeled out. Because we can peel out.
I don't know, man. Now I would never buy anything like that. Like, especially like impulsively. I was mad. I wanted to prove a point. But I don't
Did
think...
Did you go back and show them?
No.
Oh.
No.
So you made
I
the point
have.
To...
I, to myself?
See, here's where guys and girls are a tad different. They're like, we want to, but
we don't finish it.
We don't finish the deal.
We don't put the outfit on and go prance in front of the ex.
Yeah, we don't. But we'll buy it, but not go do it.
Right.
Yeah. But, you know, it's what keeps us alive, I guess.
Yeah.
Otherwise, we all be fighting wars all the time. Oh, yeah. Well, look at you. Well, yeah. Look at you.
Roman noodles.
Did you hear this, Carson?
A lady called us this week, and she was talking about what she was eating and
Roman noodles.
And I go, did you say Roman noodles?
Yes. Or ramen noodles.
Roman noodles.
And she was very much on Roman team Roman noodles.
Yeah. So that we so we now call them
Roman noodles.
And ramen numerals. So we'll just flip it around.
Wow. All right. Well, I have some stuff I would like to do this weekend. I would like to probably get one of these VC boxes. VSEEBOX. It's one word.
Are you going to be the guinea pig?
I think I will.
Oh, yeah. You get it.
Yeah.
I mean, I haven't spent enough money, according
exactly.
to Carson.
Exactly, yep. I mean, so, do they have it on Temu? Can you get it cheaper?
No, they have it on, they have.
They sell them everywhere, at Walmart, Amazon, you can get them anywhere.
Yeah, so they're legit. If you can buy it at Walmart and Amazon, it's a legit thing.
Yeah, I wouldn't worry about it.
No, I wasn't saying it was bad. I just meant, could you get it cheaper if you got a Temu version?
I wouldn't play
we're
with
doing
that.
An AliExpress sale and in a
it's already Temu'd anyway. We can Temu the Temu. Yeah.
Anyway, I'll leave you with this.
Roman noodles.
Anybody else got anything else they would like to add?
That's all we can
do. All right.
Ah, yeah. Sing along if you know the words.
Ooh, this was the podcast.
But now it's over.
But that's okay, because you can listen to the regular show on the radio every day.
Roman noodles.
It was the Big D and Bubba Weekly
Roman
podcast.
Roman noodles.
The Big D and Bubba Weekly Podcast.
Roman.
The Big D and Bubba Weekly Podcast.
The Big D and Bubba Weekly Podcast.
Trace Adkins is our guest, and I love Trace Adkins. I don't like some of the Trace's songs. Trace, by the way, welcome to the show. Good to see you.
Thanks.
Good morning.
He loves
Let me guess. Brown Chicken Brown Cow. You don't like that.
I like Brown Chicken Brown Cow.
I forgot I about Brown Chicken Brown Cow.
Everybody
brown
else chicken, hated that song, man.
Just why? Well, do you get pushback on Honky Donk, Badonky Donk?
A little bit every now and then. Yeah, there's haters. You know, they don't like it.
Do you find that the people like... I don't know, true artists, you know, like, it's the art. Do they kind of get
taken I've heard so that serious? Some people have said things like that. They've never said it to my face.
Of course not.
You know what I mean? I mean, I've heard that, oh, so-and-so said, you know, he can't believe that you can do that song every night. And it's like, well, you know, he's got, how many buses does he have?
How many buses do we have?
Yeah, that's like.
Trace Adkins is our guest. Let's go.
Do they
go.
Throw their panties on the stage when he's,
I don't know.
I
don't think so. Probably not.
Here's mine.
Oh, it's so great. We were talking to Jamie Johnson about the song that he wrote it and how it came about being at Wild Horse Saloon. And that, I guess they were all drinking.
Yeah, him and Dallas Davidson and Randy Houser.
And sitting there watching the girls in their behinds, I guess, and it says, look at the donkey donk on that. And then, of course, songwriters can't say – you can't say something and they don't try and rhyme it.
Right.
Every single thing you say.
That's a honky tonk, badonka donk.
And then, next, do, 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 do.
They all pull out their phones and start taking notes.
Did you have the demo done when it came to you? Were you
yeah.
Jamie was singing it?
Jamie was singing the demo. Oh, my God. It was the funniest thing I ever heard in my life. If people could hear that demo now, it would get played a lot more than my version of it because Jamie's is so funny.
Whatever happens to those? Like, whatever happens to those demos? Like,
oh, they're still floating around, you know, but it's like, oh, you know, there's some artists – that have, you know, also have had other careers as songwriters before they started doing the artist thing, and you'd get those demos, and it's like, oh my gosh, man, I would love to cut this song, but I can't because that demo is floating around out there,
uh-huh.
And somebody's going to hear that and go, oh my God, this is way better than the way Trace did it, you know. So
no.
You know, Chris Stapleton, I mean, that's just, I'm just telling you,
yeah.
I'd get demos from Chris, songs that he had written, and it's like, great song, Chris, I'm not gonna cut it because you already have, you
right.
know. And it's like, just, you know, he missed a lot of cuts like that.
Yeah. Have you fiddled with the AI much at all?
No, man. No.
Bubba, you want to blow his brain?
What am I doing?
I don't know. You could take, take some
Hey, wait, I'll ask Sexy Grok to tell us some things about Trace Atkins.
Yes.
So different AI has different personalities, and Grok is one that is made by Elon Musk, and it's always flirty. Trace, so I wish you guys could see his face. Right
ask
now.
It some questions.
All right.
Tell Sexy Grok, say, hey, I'm hanging out with Trace Atkins. What's a question you want to ask him?
Okay.
Okay. All right, Trace, watch this.
Hi, Sexy Grok. I'm hanging out with country star Trace Atkins. And what is something that he would like to know about himself? Can you tell him something he might not know?
Oh, hey there. Trace Atkins? Well, here's one he'd probably raise an eyebrow at. Back in 97, he almost drowned skydiving. Yeah, chute didn't open right. He yanked the back up, hit the ground at 40 miles an hour. Doc said he'd never sing again. Then he woke up humming honky tonk badonkadonk like nothing happened. Pretty sure he thinks he's invincible. You gonna tell him I said that, or should I play innocent?
You just told him.
That's why you can't trust AI.
Figures.
Okay,
is that not true?
No, it's not true.
None of
that's not true at all.
Yeah, I've never jumped out of a perfectly good airplane.
We talk about that all the time. That you have to be careful when you're getting your answers from ChatGPT or Grok or Claude or any of that stuff.
Oh, that's crazy, man!
It made up an entire story.
I've been hurt really bad in my life, and I should have died several times. And I've had more surgeries than I care to count, and scars all over my body, but never from jumping out of an airplane.
I don't think Trace and Sexy Grok are a good match. I don't think that's however, I would like to have an AI that is his voice and his attitude. Wouldn't that be the best?
Just kind of an ornery.
Oh, just always like, oh, no, what do you want? That kind of deal. I'm just trying to get the directions to Miami. Oh, yeah. Well, I know a Keith Whitley song's got Miami in it. Why don't you listen to that? Stop being a pansy. That's what I want. Getting ready for celebrating. I can't believe you're celebrating 30 years.
I know. Yeah, me too.
You know, a big tour for the 30th?
We're going to do, I'm big tour. I mean, I'm not going to go crazy and do 100 shows, but I mean, yeah, we're going to stay busy next year. There's a lot of venues that I want to get to that I haven't been to for years, and, you know, just some of my favorite places to play.
What are some of your favorite places?
Well, you know, I've had a lot of them, but I haven't done Billy Bob's in a long time. I want to go back to Billy Bob. I mean, I did it in the, back in the 80s, and, yeah. You know, when I was playing clubs out in Texas, I sang in Billy Bob's, and that was just the mecca.
Yeah.
And I haven't been there for a few years, so I want to go back. And there's some other venues that I like, just towns that I want to get back to.
You know? I also don't know if it's a good idea for you to say which ones you want to go to, because they'll be like, oh, no, we're gonna pay you less since you really want to come here.
Oh, yeah, you're really I didn't think about that. Yeah. Good call, man. Yeah, I'm not going to say any of them.
Yeah, don't name
I don't want to go to Billy Bob's. That place is a dump.
Yeah, that's a trash heap.
You want me to play there? It's going to cost you. All right, well, happy anniversary as we're heading into the 30th year. That is so great, man.
Congratulations. The one and only Trace Atkins.